Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey, girl. Is your father a drug dealer? Because gosh darn, you're dope.
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to blow a handful of body glitter into his eyes and run off. And instead, tell him that his jokes are really funny and that he should call you sometime and then give him the number to the Loser Line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, it's you met me last night at the party, remember? As I said last night, my 10-year high school reunion is next week, and I'd love to take you and show you off. So, it'll be fun. Call me back. Okay, bye.
Next message.
Oh, that poor guy.
Awkward. Yeah.
God, he's got something to prove, and he just wants a hot woman to show up with him.
And how happy yeah. did he sound? Like, oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait.
I got a hot girl's number.
Yep.
Sweet. I'm going to take her to my high school reunion, and everybody's going to like me.
Oh,
now,
no.
Pretend like we're engaged, and we're getting married soon, okay?
And I'm rich.
Yep.
Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, what's up, Shannon? It's Yeah, I noticed there was a bunch of dudes hitting on you last night, which is pretty obvious because you're absolutely gorgeous. But I got something that none of those guys have. I have a little special trick that I can do. I can flex it and make it wiggle on its own.
Oh, my God.
it's pretty awesome, actually. And, if you want to go flex and wiggle instead of wiggle and flex, I can go the other way, too. I can even wiggle. No flex at all. It is going to blow your mind.
Next message.
It's
my
not,
mind
sir.
Is blown. I need to see it.
I
I'm
hope
sorry.
He's talking about his biceps.
He's not.
Yeah.
He is
I don't think so.
Not.
Pretty impressive, though.
How many?
You know that there's at least a handful of guys right now that are like, oh, I can do that too.
Yeah. I like how you mix up, like, I can wiggle, not flex. Oh, you thought I was going to flex. Not flex, wiggle. I can do everything.
The not flex and just the wiggle is a really bad visual.
You can get the special Loser Line number. Just text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. And maybe you'll give it to somebody and they'll leave us a message like this one.
Next message.
Hey, I'm just calling you because I said I would. And, I was talking about that merry-go-round at the museum that I was really into and I wanted to show you. So, I don't know what you're doing today. I'm pretty smart about merry-go-round history. And, I just wanted to share what I'm interested in with you because I thought you were really interesting. And, that'd be okay. All right, bye.
Next message.
Oh,
whoa.
God.
It was almost creepy if he wasn't just so dorky.
Yeah, the end got really creepy,
yeah,
but never met somebody who's really into merry-go-round history.
Man.
We've got all types of special people on the Loser Line today. Some guy that can wiggle it and flex it, and another guy that's really into merry-go-rounds.
I feel like they should go out on a date together for some reason.
Yeah, they'd have a fun time. Dude, okay, so this merry-go-round is from 1920. Could you get on the merry-go-round and wiggle it and flex it on the merry-go-round?
Yeah.
Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, Sean, it's I know that we were talking about hanging out tomorrow, but I got my hair done and it looks really great, but I just checked the forecast and there's 100% chance of rain.
Oh.
So unfortunately, I'm going to have to cancel. And I'm really sorry because I really wanted to hang out with you, but my haircut just, it looks really good and it was really expensive. So I just really can't risk it. I can't have water anywhere near it. I've got to just stay inside. So next Wednesday looks like it's going to be a pretty clear day. So maybe we can hang out then.
Next message.
She's just sitting by herself taking selfies right now.
Not high maintenance at all.
No.
I wonder why she got the number for the Loser Line.
Super grounded.
Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, Tara. Looking forward to hanging out. Just wanted to go over a couple options of where we could go and all that fun stuff. I did kind of want to talk about something with you. I'm kind of glad I got your voicemail, to be honest, because I kind of wanted to warn you about, I got this crazy ex. Nothing we really need to worry about, but it's important that you know that she might show up or something. So, I don't know, you got pepper spray or something, I'd recommend
Whoa.
Bringing it. you know, just in case you don't have pepper spray, you know, if you got a taser or some other little, like, pocket knife or other weapon, I just bring it.
Next message.
Not to scare you or anything. I bet you that's how he got the number for the loser line, too. Just started talking to her. Was like, hey, I'm going to say hi to you real quick. If a girl's coming up behind me to stab me, just let me know because my ex is crazy. But can I get your number? I really want to go out with you sometime, but my crazy ex might kill us both. Can I get your number?
I feel like he needs to go to, like, police protection or some sort of, like, change of identity or something.
Definitely. All right, that was the loser line. Listen to it regularly on Mondays at 7:10 and 9:10. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.